Morning, guys. Exciting time for us, getting a chance to get back on the field following our bye week, playing a very good opponent, the Carolina Panthers. The fact that it's an NFC game puts a little bit of extra meaning on it for us. We're going to be in front of our fans at Mall America Field, so we're excited about that. Feels good to be home, so we're looking forward to this ball game. Injury-wise, I think we're in pretty good shape. I think everybody will be practicing today, which is good. Not much changed with our quarterback situation. You know, we'll talk more about it as the week goes on, but not at a point without watching the guys practice where we can make a determination about who our starter is going to be. So we'll monitor that throughout the week and take a look at where the guys are. We do have some good news regarding one of our players who decided to sign a new contract with us, Brian Robinson, a defensive end for us, who's having a very good season. Has signed a new contract. He's excited about it. I'm sure you'll get a chance to talk to him before the day is over. As an organization, you know, we're very pleased with the way Brian has performed from the day that we drafted him and the way he's conducted himself both on and off the field. He's been a tremendous asset to what we're trying to get accomplished. So it's an exciting time for us, exciting time for he and his family as well. And congratulations to Brian. It's good for our football team to get him locked up and get him under contract. So we're looking forward to this day. It's our first day back at practice, and we need to have a good day of practice.
What are you looking for at quarterback in practice? Just Christian's health, or what are you looking for?
A few different things, Mark. Just want to see the guys move around, see what they're doing, how they're doing things, and then just make a determination as time goes on.
Just having a few days now to be around Josh a little bit, what's it been like just getting to know him maybe on a more personal level than you did just from watching him from afar?
Been very impressed in my short time being around him, John, with his knowledge of the game, the way he conducts himself. Has some real strong qualities that you look for in a quarterback. So, you know, anxious to continue to get to know him a little bit and just watch him in our environment. But he's been impressive in the short time I've been around him.
All the training camp offseason, learning the offense, how hard is there? What's that process like for a guy trying to learn an offense in, you know, a week or 10 days or whatever?
Oh, there are definitely some challenges, Chip, for a guy who's has not been around you throughout OTAs or preseason. And then you talk about the quarterback position where you've got to know everybody's responsibilities. So there are some challenges, but, you know, there are some things you can do to condense things and try to help a guy get on the field. But you don't want to do it to the point where you affect the rest of your team in a negative way, in our case, our offense. So, you know, we'll work as hard as we can. He wants to work and get it, and then we'll put something together where hopefully, you know, real soon he'll have a chance to be able to get on the field.
All three of these guys now where it is difficult to project where things may land for them.
I'm sure, you know, when you talk with them, they're going to have different ways to answer that question. But I would imagine with each one of them at one time, you know, being the guy that it has his own challenges, but they could probably answer it better than I could.
In a typical week, the starter gets most of the reps, backups on third. How do you manage it with three guys getting them reps?
Oh, you know, we do it every week. You know, we have three guys. We've had three quarterbacks on our roster throughout this season, so we have a way to get it done, and the guy who you think is going to start usually gets the majority of those snaps unless there's an injury and you're trying to work a guy back. But we have a way to try to ascertain, you know, what's best for the guy that you think is going to start. You know, sometimes there's a little bit of a hiccup when you have a guy who's coming back from an injury.
As you go forward with the whole process, how does it work in terms of how involved does Rick get? How much involved does the rest of the coaching staff get? What's the decision process like as you kind of weigh all three quarterbacks here?
Can you repeat it for me, Ben?
As you go forward with the quarterbacks, how many people end up in the decision-making process? Is that something you consult with Rick on, or is it just the coaching staff?
As far as plan or just being on the roster? Or
as who's playing, I guess.
Yeah, that's me and the coaching staff to make that determination. You know, who's number one, who's number two, who's number three, who's starting, who's not starting. That's up to the coaching staff.
More about keeping your options open leading up to Sunday as opposed to still waiting to make a decision.
That might be a good way to put it, Brian. You know, I don't know if it's, from our standpoint, a necessity to say on Wednesday what direction we want to go. I just don't, you know, there's no urgency in getting that done.
Did Matt do the best on against the Steelers, and what do you want to see more out of? What could you do better?
Probably number one thing, Mark, we finished that game without any turnovers. That was big for our football team. And the command that he showed, you know, in the huddle, the way he interacted with our players throughout the week, and then the way he played. He performed well in the ball game. He did some good things. The command and the interaction with our players, he did a good job of getting, all the guys engaged at practice and in the game as well.
What do you need to see more out of him? What would you like to see him have done better?
You just want to see him be consistently good at the position, operate and do the things that you expect a quarterback to do, be accurate with the football, protect the football, get us in and out of, bad plays, get us in a good plays, have command at the position. And then be a leader, be a good leader for the entire offense. And in that case, in a quarterback's case, sometimes for the entire team.
The guy gives you that, and then you say, how hard would it be to set him down? I mean, 3 weeks with all the turnovers, the lack of rhythm, and you get it from him. How hard would it be to sit him down?
Well, you always got to do, what you think is best for the team. And whatever that is, that's what you need to do in the seat that I sit in. And you're making every decision based on that, what's best for the team.
Your secondary?
Having Chris Cook and Jamarca back, I mean, that'll probably be the biggest change, having those guys back, which, would help us. Yes, we're still sticking with Josh, yes.
What have you seen from Robinson just in the time he's developed here and to make him want to be one of the guys you want to go for with long-term here?
With who?
Ryan Robinson.
Oh. Well, Brian, the consistent play, throughout his time here. He's continually gotten better. We can utilize him as an inside rusher. We can utilize him as an outside rusher. He's improved as a run defender as well. And his work ethic and his character as well. I mean, all those things are important to us. He's been a solid performer for our team. And so we're fortunate that he wanted to, come back to our team rather than get on the market at the end of the season. But his consistent play, having an idea as a coach what you're going to get every single week, that's a big deal. And he stays on the field. He's not often injured. That's important as well.
Coach, have you played against a defensive front as good as this one, Carolina?
Yep. They're doing a good job, Larry. I mean, they're playing some good football up front. They're doing a very good job against the run. They're rushing the quarterback very well. So they're a formidable foe in a lot of ways. So we'll have our work cut out for us against their defensive line.
You're pretty close with Ron, obviously, and he's mentioned in the past that he's leaned on you heavily for advice and whatnot. What can you give us a little insight on what he seeks from you and what you try to convey? And is there any awkwardness going into Sunday, knowing one of you guys are probably going to end up 1-4.
Mm-hmm. Well, during this early stretch of the season, we've kind of tried to pick each other up at times. And, we usually talk at least once a week during the season and in the off season as well. And probably won't talk this week. But, I just try to encourage him as best I can and share some insight from my perspective. And he does the same thing with me. He'll share some things about how he's doing things or how things are done where he is and whatever he thinks might be able to help me. So it's a mutual communication where we're both trying to encourage one another and help each other in any way we can.
Having so many guys along that defensive line that are pending free agents, how important is it just to have a little bit more stability even before you guys?
Very, very important. A number of our guys are going to be out of contract at the end of the season. So to have Brian under contract, that's very, very important going forward. We're pleased that has happened. And hopefully, we'll get some of the other guys taken care of as well. But it's good to get, Brian done. That kind of helps with maybe hopefully getting some of the other guys done as well.
Just look at the way Jerome Simpson's playing. Is it strictly just him being healthy, or you think there's more to it than that?
Chip, I think it's about his health. I mean, we saw a little bit of what we're seeing now in the preseason a year ago and even in the offseason program. But once he got health again this offseason, we could see a different Jerome. So, and the fact that, he's been in the offense for a year, that helps as well. He has a better understanding of what's required of him, being around the system, being around the coaches, and the coach that's coaching him, George Stewart. So all those factors have gone into it. But the biggest difference is the fact that he's healthy.
Was that a Cam Newton compared to when you guys played him 2 years ago?
Oh, he's really improved, Mark. You can see the growth. As a player, he's become better at throwing the football down the field from the pocket. He still is very athletic, still can run the ball and make plays with his feet. But I think he's grown as a passer. And being able to recognize coverages a lot better. So he's matured as a player.
The next step, I mean, the wins aren't coming. You know, what's the next step for him? As you look at him on film,
I think he's on his way. I think he, you know, just the more football he plays, the better he's going to get. The more situations he's put in, the better he's going to get. I think he's doing all the right things, and they're going to continue to surround him with the pieces that are necessary for him to continue to grow as a player. But he's on track to be an outstanding pro in our business.
Seen a little bit of read option here, I guess, in the preseason with Buffalo and San Francisco, but small doses. How much of that do you expect them to run, and how much of a challenge is that putting your defense?
We expect to see, you know, quite a bit. I think they ran like 14 snaps a week ago against Arizona, so it'll be by far the most that we've seen this season. So we'll spend quite a bit of time, you know, working on it and trying to prepare for it. And it can be difficult to defend, but, you know, we got to put the work in and hopefully, you know, do a good job. That's a good question. We'll do some different things, Tim. Part of it would be Bill spending time, you know, with whoever ends up, you know, being our starting quarterback. Craig will divvy up his time and spend time with both Josh and whoever ends up being our starter. And we have Kevin Stefanski, who's our associate quarterbacks coach as well, and assistant quarterbacks coach. So we have a number of people to put their hands on our quarterback. And between those three, they're going to spend time getting Josh ready along with whoever ends up starting for us. So we do have to divvy up our resources, but at the same time, stay focused on our game plan and our entire offense when you are, in Bill's case, the coordinator. So you have to be careful. You can't, you know, get dominated by one guy. But between Craig and Kevin, they'll spend the time with the other guys.
Does he get any reps in practice this week? Does Josh get any time, or what do you do with him this week?
Probably not, Mark. You know, we'll end up you know, teaching him the offense and doing things on the side with him. You know, right now he's trying to get the language down, and you know, he's got to get the protections. There's so much involved in what he has to get done. So we'll do more things on the side. You may do some stuff off the cards, you know, with the scout team, but not, you know, with our first team offense.
Is it hard for you as a coach balancing? You're talking about the future quarterback and all, balancing all this future stuff, like you're in training camp mode with one guy, as opposed to having to play a game on Sunday?
It presents some challenges, but, you know, like I talked to our players about this morning, we have to be focused on the Carolina Panthers. This is a huge football game for our team, playing at home and looking at, you know, the NFC and where things are. I, like our players, have to be able to bring it back to the task at hand. And, yeah, we do have some things going on at a critical position. But the focus has to be on the Panthers and get ready for this game.
Josh's style is a little different than, you know, the quarterbacks you've had on roster this year. How much of an adjustment would it potentially be for the rest of the team, just kind of changing up towards his style of quarterbacking?
I don't think it'll be as big of an adjustment as you might think. You know, he's truly a pocket passer, although he can, you know, run with the football. And both Christian and Matt are guys that can have good scramble capability, but I don't think it'll be a dramatic adjustment for our players at all.
So. To get to know him, what now do you think is a realistic time frame for him to digest the whole offense and be able to be in a starting position?
I don't think he'll be able to digest our entire offense with the time that we have. I mean, as I think it was Chip, who mentioned it earlier, with all the time you spend in the off season getting ready for the season, to try to condense that in a short span and get you ready for the season, we'll have to, you know, alter some things to get him on the field. We won't be able to throw our entire playbook at him, but we can get that done. So to put a timetable on it, it's hard to say today, you know, with this being his first real action with us, but we'll see how it goes as he progresses.
Time for two more questions. You played the Bears, obviously, 85, and they had that musical year championship. The Broncos 5-0, averaging 46 a game. Do they have, or at least from a distance, that type of macho working for them, at least at this point?
You know, I don't know much about them, Larry. I saw a little bit of their game, the end of their game Sunday. I just don't know enough about them. you're aware of teams that have started off great in our league, and Peyton and I were on a team that started 12-0, and we didn't win a Super Bowl. So, you know, it's a long season. There are a lot of things that can happen over the course of an NFL season, and I just don't know enough about Denver to say where they are, where they're going to end up at. So, all right, thank you.